yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
The infamous Chicken Hawk, Mac 10.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Bader.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is Young Cashman from the Outlaws.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Al Capone.
This is your boy, Psycho Nip.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross.
It's MC Mac for Life, Don the Ball, Supreme Bean, KKZ.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid K, MK, Hurricane.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yeah, check this out. This is Fresh Blood out the China Man with the 2-Live Group.
Yo, what up, y'all? Yo, Scott Bader, what up, baby? It's your boy, Sheik, who's hollering at you, man?
This is Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show.
Trying to hit you with a hitter in the middle with a chest plate cavity. Your hoes trying to lose your soul. King of this motherfucking underground rap shit coming out of a whoop takes ease. And every day I gotta eat a big bowl of whack, mumbling rappers up for breakfast. Really top cone so pure, and I really be dumper than a whole fucking lot of grams. A lot of these hoes be faked in the biz, and I see right through them like a motherfucking hologram. And if you want it, I can make a motherfucking back of your throat meet a pistol grip. And I can really get a hater hog tied up, wrap him up like a motherfucking Christmas tree.
The music show. This is episode 970. Tonight we got a special show. We're going overseas, you know what I'm saying, to Finland to, somebody who could spit flames, man. Dude's originally from Palestine, man. And shout out to the Palestinian people and what they're going through right now, this horrible genocide perpetrated by straight up just killers. You know what I'm saying? This shit is fucking wrong. That's why tonight I'm very honored to have somebody of Palestinian descent on the show to represent his people and also speak about the dope music that he does. This is Dagger D. What's up, Dagger D?
Yo, what's good with it, Scott? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm doing real good, man. How are you doing, man? How are you holding up?
Shit, I'm doing just fine, bro. What the hell, you know, things come and go, bro. The emotions aren't there, but... Well, though, we're always ready up in here, you know, to do everything that we can, man. And, well, though, I'm signing up a new record deal coming up soon, and I'm going to be releasing a whole lot of new music coming up, you know, in these upcoming 3 months.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know, congratulations on the new record deal. we got some dope music to play tonight that you sent us. I want to shout out the homie Miguel from San Diego, man. He's the one that put me up on your music several years ago. And, man, you've been rocking with us ever since, man. So definitely got to say what up to the homie Miguel.
Definitely. Shout out to Miguel, you know, Miguel Salvador, you know, on Facebook. Like, you know, I remember back in the days, you know, I mean, when we first started doing this UGA ciphers, you know, I mean, and all of that, when we got to work with D-Tag and the rest of the fellas, man, Miguel, you know, was really showing much love. So I got to shout out the big homie, you know, I mean, all the way there, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Definitely, man. Shout out to Miguel. Also, you know, D-Tag, you know, the whole UGS for Life family. But, man, you've been doing your thing for a minute, but before we get into your career, I was speaking about originally you're from Palestine. When did you move to Finland?
Bro, matter of fact, you know, I mean, it's a whole lot more deeper than that, bro, because my mom's, rest in peace, you know, she's Palestinian. She's half Egyptian and half Palestinian. My granddad went from Egypt to Syria. And, like, you know, southern Syria, Golan Heights, it's filled with Palestinian people. And, like, when Israel attacked over there and, well, they'll destroy the city of Qunaitara, where my granddad, you know, and my grandma was originally from, they relocated to Damascus. And then we ended up, you know, moving to Finland in 1999. Like, you know, because my dad, you know, also was a political, he was a political influencer and an activist, you know, and over there, because of his views, it was constantly, like, you know, harassed. He's been tortured in prison, like, in three different countries and shit. So it was a real tough life for us. So we had to relocate to Finland. It was a very big culture shock, you know, I mean, to me, to come to Finland, even, you know, as a young kid, like, you know, because I already, like, you know, felt that I had roots already down, you know, home. So I was basically taken out, like, of everything, you know, I mean, that I already knew and got used to. So it was a whole new environment. So a lot of adaptation and a lot of, how would I say, survival came into play, you know, I mean, already at such an early age. I had to, like, defend myself and everything. And that's when I found rap music, like, around, like, 7 years old. That's when I kind of, like, got into it, you know, in a way. But it wasn't until I got till I was 12 that I decided that this is the shit that I want to do for the rest of my life. And, like, you know what, though? Every youngster got those kind of dreams at 12. And, like, of course, when you make fucking decisions like that and you're not thinking so further ahead, you know, I mean, how you going to do this? You don't know the game and you don't know how it goes and how it can really break you down if you don't take the necessary measures, you know, I mean, to follow up on what you do. Feel me?
Yeah, real talk, man. Shout out to you and your family, you know, and what you guys have gone through. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you're like a fish out of water, a culture shock to go, you know what I'm saying, from the Middle East over to Europe, you know. But at least when you got there, you were able to discover rap, you know, and find your calling and what you do. Who are some of the artists that influenced you early on?
Like, when I started out, I was really into Onyx. I was into Big Daddy Kane, you know, a lot of these old school cats already from the get. A lot of my kids, you know, I mean, my age at that time, like, everybody was bumping 50 Cent, and they were bumping Eminem and all the big rap names that we heard in the early 2000s and shit. And but as soon as, like, the mid-2000s came, all of a sudden the fade of hip-hop. You know, I mean, that's what I call it, because honestly, to a lot of the people around me, it wasn't too much about the love of the culture anymore. It was just a phase that people went through, and all of a sudden, motherfuckers were wearing skinny jeans left and right, and they was like, hey, your ass stuck, you know what I mean, in 2001 and shit. And I'm like, motherfucker, this is a culture, goddammit. Like, you know what I mean, this is not something, you know, you want to take lightly, you know what I mean, when it comes to dealing with me and talking to me about that shit. So like, I had to, like, you know, search out, you know, far and wide for my influences. And when my cousin got out of jail, he put me on Spice One. He put me on Ghetto Boys. He put me on Brother Lynch Hung, X-Rated, so many of the old school cats, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of, like, I feel so privileged to have found out, you know, about these talented artists at the age that I was in, because when everybody cranking Soulja Boy, motherfucker, I was bumping Brother Lynch, huh? You know what I mean? So I'm glad, you know what I mean, to be one of the youngsters, you know, and to get up on the game, you feel me?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. He turned you on to the right shit, man, that's for sure. That's like the Murder Dog stuff we were doing. We was covering all those guys, X-Rated, all those guys. And you're right, man.
Yeah.
Hip-hop started to take a decline. Like you said, people was dressing weird, skinny jeans, and just like the mumble rap started to come on years later. And it's just like, what the fuck? So that's why I appreciate the guys like yourself who go back to the roots and cover the real shit.
Definitely, and it's not only, you know, the whole deal about, like, old versus new. it's also a geographical thing, you know what I mean, that comes into play. Because, for example, I found a lot of dope-ass artists that do dope-ass and real music and raking millions down in France. And in France, you know what I mean, it's the largest Arab population out there. So I know, like, you know, if I can hit up some French feats or something like that with bigger – with bigger artists that are making name up there, that'll be, you know, a good move, you know, for me in my career, you know, in that sense. But when it comes to the States, I would only, like, fuck with the OGs, because I've seen how these big-ass artists, you know what I mean, treat people who they work with when it comes to overseas projects. You pay 10K, about 20K, 30K, and the motherfucker don't even tweet the record. He don't want to shout you out. He don't want to show you respect. Like, motherfuck you, man. We're not your little brothers, you know what I mean? Like, we up in here grinding, doing our own thing, and we want to, and I would like to do with somebody that I fucking vibe with. Like, money can be the reason, you know what I mean, while we get into the project. Of course, I will pay you your worth any single time we get on it, but if it's just going to be a one-sided thing, you know what I mean? I'm not down with that, bro. I want everybody that I work with to feel and vibe and, like, you know, truly believe in what we do and say on the track.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Yeah, there's a lot of ego and a lot of people that they don't want to do their part. I'll give you an example. I put out a compilation called Fuck the Illuminati back in 2011, right? And we had 15 countries on there. We had cats from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Brazil, Argentina, France. I mean, you name it. And the main people who shared it were the majority of the people from other countries. But the motherfuckers here, they would only share the track that they were on instead of the whole project, you know. And
right.
Not all of them like that. Not all of them, but a good majority of them were. And there's a lot of selfishness going on in the game. I feel you on that. Let's take a break, man. Let's go to one of these songs. You sent me three bangers. We got Yama featuring the South Central Cartel. We got Sickness Activated and The Faculty. Which one do you want to go with first, brother?
Oh, shit, we was talking about legends, man. And here are the legends themselves, bro. Big Hat, Havoc the Rhyme Son, and Prodigy on the track, bro. Go ahead and play that shit, bro. You know, this shit is a banger, man. Like, what the hell? One of my privileges of working with the great ones.
Yeah, I'm on. We'll be right back with Dagger D. Don't go nowhere. Murder Master Music Show.
What up, Dagger D? This is South Central Cartel Partners. What up, Dagger D? This is South Central Cartel Partners. Keeping it hood good. This real shit is so misunderstood. I'm from that East South Central. Ride, nigga, what you wanna do with it? Mr. AC still stand too with it. Get it? And I think you better get a ride. Triple OG still got an appetite. On a head showing disrespect. Leave a nigga with a broke neck. And a chin check. Nigga tryna talk that real killer shit when you know you ain't done shit. Nigga, from the gate I was OG. Spit back my mic, then you know me. Pride from the cartel gang. Blue Chuck still stomping when the cartel bang is pumping. And I tell a chick what I want her. If she a woman, then I let her just love and own her. I wanna live lavish till I'm old as fuck. And on my tombstone. Any nigga with money can get your mind right, little nigga.
hoods breaking next to BG's, OG's, throw a mark at the front door. Cypherpunk dead, I bring crazy. Yank the music, pumping it daily. Ain't nobody ever understood me. Well, I'm bumping Brother Lynch and Woody. Now I got SCT in the house. Dope coming in from the keys in the cow. Real players don't talk loud, cause the real niggas stay real underground. When they're moving up on the daily. From the cold feeling to where they get me. And that childhood drops like a ghost, but it's all another pressure on my shoulder. But no, that nigga that's still up at it. We're one motherfucker now fast it. Stepped into the ship, nigga DD. Damn, where the OG's running havoc. SCT in the house, burn it up. Say I'm on that, we stomping. Bumping them off with a four twist hit. Dropping them off with a rock and roll fin. Check the rock and I'm an umpin. Killin' them off and I pretend I'm rich and hit the sound as I hit the shark. Got a different song, but I'm back for more. For that classic sound that we fucking on. South and drill a villain of one of the realest. So blazing the records and notes are straight up in this.
That's a banger right there, you know what I'm saying? We got the homie Dagger C from overseas representing right here. That was South Central Cartel with Dagger D. Yeah, man, dope track. What album is that on, brother?
Oh, it's on my debut album, 10 Lives. It came out in 2017, man.
10 Lives. I know you got it on CD, too. Where can they cop that on CD?
Oh, yeah, thirdrail.fee. You know, just go to Third Rail's official pages. They sell all of my debut CDs, you know what I mean, all right there. They got it on CDs and cassettes. I'm not sure, you know, if they have pressed any vinyls, but at this moment, like, you know, it's available for both, for CDs and cassettes. Just go to thirdrail.fee and you can cop it right there, bro. And more motherfuckers cop that shit, man. What the hell? Hire my cut of that motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, I definitely got to get one for my collection too, man, because that shit's banging. What made you, South Central Cartel, like you said, they're legends. What made you want to reach out to them for this track? Did you just know that that was something that they...
Oh, shit, you know, it's super crazy, bro. It's the wonders of the internet, man. My Swedish homie, Azrael Kalashnikov, you know, told me that he already knew Havoc the Rhyme Son, and he knew the South Central Cartel guys. And one time, you know, I was just producing a beat, you know what I mean, with my homeboy, Visas Ihminen, that is in Finnish for a wise man. And we was out there just producing it. What the hell, he was taking nice videos of it. Well, the beat was sounding good. Havoc the Rhyme Son all of a sudden commented on it and said, damn, we need to fucking work. And I was like, man, this is fucking crazy. Havoc the Rhyme Son, you know, I mean, reaching out to me all the way to Finland, man. Like, you know, this is crazy. And so what the hell, we just upped the ante. And I asked, like, hey, would any of the other SCC members be down, you know, to do a song? And, like, what the hell, man, make this into a big thing. So instead of just having, you know, I mean, one of the members, like, well, we can have two and call it the SCC collaboration. And, like, he was down with the idea. Then later on, Pride jumped in, and voila, here we are.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, got a dope style, you know. How would you describe it? You know, if someone was just now listening to you, what would you say your style is?
Shit, bro, like, I would not want to, like, locker myself into any specific style anymore because, like, we're not living, you know, in the 90s and we're not living in the 2000s or anything. So I think now in 2024, we have a wide selection of rap, you know, from gangster rap to Memphis to G-Funk to P-Funk to some soul to some R&B to any of these kind of styles, bro. We got a wide selection of music that we can do and pick up from. We can't just lock our, like, artists like myself don't lock themselves into one style anymore. Like, what the hell? I'm turning 29, bro.
You're well
I can't
wrong.
Be, you know, in my 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't be, like, you know, in my 40s and 50s just doing the same kind of style, you know what I mean? Okay, motherfuckers might be hate on that and be like, oh, yeah, that ain't shit. He doing that new shit or whatever, you know what I mean, and shit. But what the hell? Even Spice One, you know what I mean, released dope-ass tracks, you know what I mean, that are updated and modern, you know what I mean, for people, you know what I mean, to get into it, bro. That's why they feel Spice and respect him because, what the hell, he had a long, big stand of not taking shit from these motherfucking so-called youngins, you know what I mean, thinking they run in the game without giving OGs their props and shit. He showed that he could do whatever they did 100 times better. And that's what I'm trying to also do, you know what I mean, on my part. I ain't trying to just, you know what I mean, give one kind of message. I'm trying to touch as many people that I can who relate and feel to my struggle and, like, understand, you know what I mean, like, the whole essence of it, why you want to keep doing this shit.
Yeah, I got you 100%. You definitely represent, but doing it your way, you know, yeah, you got to have a well-rounded, you know what I'm saying, arsenal, you know, so to speak. So I feel what you're saying. Do what they do, but do it better. Hell yeah. But you're very lyrical.
Definitely.
You're very, I mean, you got great cadence, great flow. I mean, I could see you doing tracks with just about anyone. Is there anybody out there that you haven't worked with that you would want to do a track with?
Oh, shit, bro. It would definitely have to be Spice One, bro. Like, you know, because I remember back in 2014, that's when I first met Spice. And my guy, like, the guy was towering all of us, bro. Like, he was a giant, you know, just when he came into the scene, man. What the hell? We're looking like little midgets, you know what I mean, compared to this nigga right here, man. Like, he just comes up with style. And what the hell? We shook hands, you know, we were just talking, chopping it up. Like, he goes out there and does his stage performance and shit. And it was so funny, he had his manager there on the stage with him. I was like, you know, goddamn, I can double this nigga tracks better than he can, man. Why am I not up there, man? Well, what the hell, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't nobody's job to get me on the stage or nothing, but that was what was going through my head, you know what I mean, at that time. But Spice One killed it, man. I handed him my mixtape, you know, afterwards, and it was just a great experience, man.
Yeah. I'd definitely love to hear you on a Spice One song. He just dropped, or getting ready to drop the Platinum OG 2. He just dropped a single with Snoop Dogg, Rick Ross, and a few Q Bossolini. I mean, he's still doing things, man. That's what I respect about him. We got some more music we're going to play. I'm going to go to another track now, and then I'm going to bring on the homie DJ Lord Sinister from France. The French Connection, I know he's got some questions for you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it international, man, from the States to Finland to France. You know what I'm saying? It's how we do it here, the Murder Master Music Show. We're going to go with, let's see, well, shit, man, that we played that Yaman. That's a classic right there. We got Sickness Activated or Faculty. Which one do you want to go with next?
Oh, shit, my homie MC Heist, you know what I mean? Brother Lynch Hung's homeboy is on the track, MC Heistables on Sickness Activated. Big shout-out to MC Heist out there, bro. Let's play this shit, man. I want to hear the homie hear the song played on the radio, man.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back with Dagger D right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Matrix, high daggerty in this bitch. Thick as I please, call it how I see. Thick as I please, smoking out this weed. Thick as I please, high daggerty. Thick as I please, matrix in this bitch. Nothing but the thickness that is activated. Mad for the dust and greatness. People the hundred shit get a whole world activated. Back with the uncle high. Make it brighter than night. Thickness farther than night. Worldwide party than night. Make it farther than night. Door solid like a rock. Still gon' match through. Pass through. Took a look through a whole new avenue. Then gon' rise from the top. Heard about them dying bronze at the same time. Cause ain't no winning and taking the OG heist is on the same mind. So fuck a label fable. I'm eating off my table. Putting my foot down. Would work your favor. Do whatever I say so. And I had this Chinese eye. So that day I die. Full of that glass of ring gas. Taking the suckers up by surprise. So mob with us and drive with us. Sickness activated. Get the baby. Cause the nation that'll be stopping the sickness. Sick as I please. Call it how I see.
even I'm twitching like a tweak OD on a half cut raw. I dish shit all out for the fuck of it. You come at me and I release you from a purgatory sentence. Mandatory recognition. Twist it up in a mix with a cushion out. Great blood fucking around. I'm filming it with Don Rob Flicks. Social cabinet to Sean Campbell and me mix. Sipping on Shawnee tea. Back to work fixing to get up in some shit. Me and Daggerty duo. We'll get to acting a fool. Cross the nation, we maintain that musical slaughteration. My aim is bringing low to the brain. This next generation.
Kids, I please call it how I see.
For the kids, I'm trying to fuck with it.
Big kids, I please smoking out this weed.
Taking me to the brain, brain. Get to maintain.
Big kids, I please high Daggerty. Break as I please, make sick in this bitch. Sick as I please, call it how I see.
We're sick for the kids, I'm trying to fuck with it.
Sick as I please, smoking out this weed.
Taking hits to the brain, brain, just to maintain.
Sick as I please, high dagger ding.
See, I am made sick, and that's close to the brain.
Sick as I please, make sick in this bitch.
So mob with us, a job with us. Sickness activated.
Get the fade, niggas, and Nathan, that'll be stopping the sickness.
So mob with us, a job with us. Sickness activated.
Get the fade, niggas, and Nathan, stopping you, be the witness.
So mob with us, a job with us. Sickness activated.
Get the fade, niggas, and Nathan, that'll be stopping the sickness.
So mob with us, a job with us. Sickness activated.
Get the fade, niggas, and Nathan, that'll be stopping the sickness.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right here back in the Murder Master Music Show. We got Dagger D. And Dagger, we're going to bring on the homie DJ Lord Sinister from France. He's got some questions probably about some songs. You know what I'm saying? He likes to go back in the crates. Sin, are you there, brother?
Yes, yes. Hi, Scott. Hi, Dagger D.
Hey, what's good with it, brother? How you doing?
Yeah. I'm fine already. It's a French connection.
Ça va, ça va, merci.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the song by the day, Case of Emergency from your album, Ten Lives?
Oh, Case of Emergency. All right, yeah. Case of Emergency came like a long time ago, like my former manager, you know, I got real tight with him. I invited him to my home and everything, and what the hell, we treated him like a family member and everything. This motherfucker ended up stealing money from my mother, and what the hell, stealing charges and stealing all this kind of fucking shit, and what the hell, motherfucker straight up disappeared. And I looked at, you know, as the deepest betrayal a man can do, so it really inspired me, you know, to fucking chop him up on a goddamn song, so I had to let motherfuckers know how it went down.
Yeah, that's done, yeah. Yeah, tell us also about the song Cycle of Madness between Sierra. It's on Bad World.
Oh, yeah, well, Cycle of Madness, well, I would not say it's exactly my best work, but it was one of my earlier times that I tried to do something dope on a G-Funk beat. And at that moment, I was going through, you know, a hell of a big depression. What the hell, I had to see my cousin, you know, I mean, go through a whole lot of shit, and I couldn't be there out to help him. He couldn't be out there, you know, for me. He was locked up, and what the hell, you know, I mean, I was out there trying to grind and, like, you know, trying to get into the right places, but I didn't have, you know, I mean, the support that I had. So I just thought that my situation is hopeless. I can't go back to my home country, and people ain't feeling English rap, you know, the way they should. So I just delved deep down into my mind and try to, like, you know, get the best lyrics out that I can, you know what I mean, to describe whatever I went through, you know what I mean, and what I'm going through on a daily, you know, at that point in my life.
Yeah. You got a song also with Hello Chief, a legendary rapper from the Bay.
Shout out to Hello Chief.
This one. And the connection with Hello Kid.
Definitely. And like it was so crazy, you know what I mean, that Hollow Tip literally, you know what I mean, accepted to do this song just because my first name is Muhammad, and you know, our brother Hollow Tip is a Muslim, you know, he's like, he's in the right path and everything, and like that was like, you know, the basis of why, like, also we wanted to do a song, because I know the man would not do a song with just anybody. You know, he's a legend in the game after all and everything. So, like, people going to be real selective on who they do music with. And I really, really was happy that Hollow Tip found my talent worthy to be doing a song with, man.
Yeah. Okay, no. You could go with Askari X, maybe.
That's what's up, man.
The influence of the six sons of Bay in your music, can you tell us about it? And you've been sort of by Seymour, Lynch, or maybe Woody. You know about Woody.
Oh yeah, definitely. Woody was also like, you know, a lot of cats, you know, that I met up later. You know, a lot of the older cats, you know, they were a lot older than me that has been listening to this music, you know, I mean, for ages. They the one who also put me up on Woody, and like it was not my cousin who put me on Woody at first, but it was a couple of his homies, you know, I mean, later on, and like, hey, what the hell? when I heard Woody fucking spit, I was like, God damn. It's like, you know, this is it. I can't write no more. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, all these motherfuckers doing this mumble, whatever bullshit, and I'm trying to surpass myself, and I just hear Woody spit. And I was like, you know, goddamn, fuck it. I don't want to rap no more, you know what I mean, after I heard that. This was the same when Eminem heard Tretch's Yoke the Joker. This is the same feeling that I got. I was like, that I got, you know what I mean, just listening to it. I'm still in fucking shock, you know what I mean, just describing it, bro, because Woody was something else, man. He was really something else, something out of this planet, bro.
Yeah, rest in peace, Woody. He would go really deep into his lyrics, and he was a representative of the dog, too.
Definitely.
Yeah. And was the future of your music? When you work on a new album or something?
Yeah, actually, matter of fact, I'm sitting on a new album, but the point of this record deal now is for me to see that, you know, if I'm going to be somewhere where I'm going to be recording frequently, I'm going to be making sure, you know, the music's going to be coming out nonstop. Like, this is the year, you know, to be pushing out on music heavy. Like, you know, I couldn't really do it, like, you know, the past 3 years. I was in a mental hospital. I was locked up, you know, against my will. And I had some recovering to do, you know, at that point.
Yeah. From your roots of your country, which type of artist should be influenced on, or it was more the Bay of the South?
Like I told Scott, everything started, you know, from the East Coast for me, like when I started out with rap. Like, all the old school cats, right, you know what I mean, were the big inspiration from the East. But and then when I got into G-Funk at first, I wasn't sure what to call the sound, you know, because nobody's out there teaching us about East Coast or West Coast or whatever. Like, in a country like Finland, rap is basically rap to all of us who are growing up with it. And we don't basically know if it's like, I didn't even know the difference between mob music and G-Funk till like later on in my life. Like, you know, there's a big difference in the sound, even though most of us using gangster leads and dope ass bass lines and everything, they still have their own flavor. In the South, you know, they're doing something different than what they do in the West. And like, you know, Midwest, you know, the same thing. So I like to at this point experiment with all of them, bro. You know, as a Palestinian, I believe that I can do this thing on an international level. I can work with so many people, a wide variety of people, and it won't be looked down upon because, what the hell, it's a Palestinian doing it, and the whole world is standing with Palestine at the moment, man. So I'm happy to represent my people and happy to put everything forward.
Hell yeah. Free Palestine.
Yeah, I got
you know, my thoughts are with you, brother, and your family. I want to back up, though, a minute. You said you were down for two years. Number one, how did you get through that? And you said you were held against your will. What did these motherfuckers do?
Nah, bro. I was totally out, bro. Like, I was working on trying to get a record label up and everything, but it didn't work out. You know, everybody around was hung on fucking drugs, you know, hung on bullshit. Nobody got their fucking names right. And I realized, you know what I mean, at that point, you know what I mean, when I got out of there and finally got out of the fucking bullshit that they put me in, I realized, you know, that I can't, you know, work with motherfuckers that, okay, they know the game, they know the people and everything, but if they ain't got their own shit, you know what I mean, correct and everything, everything could go down the drain. So it was also bad. Like, I lost my grandma, I lost my grandpa, like, and I lost a lot of my homies, you know what I mean, growing up, you know, also at that time. So many, you know, decided to overdose, some even off themselves. Like, in Finland, like, they give you this view that it's a paradise. But motherfuckers just miserable and, how would I say, disconnected, you know what I mean, from each other. Like, you know, for the most part, that is the culture here, you know what I mean? It's an individualistic culture that is run in Finland, you know, so everybody just out for their own ass. And it's pretty much the same thing, you know, I mean, in the rest of the damn world. But, like, a man cannot, you know, take advantage of another man when he's sick and, like, he's being held against his will and shit. Like, you know, I had a psychosis, all this kind of fucked up shit, you know, I mean, that I was dealing with. And what the hell? I couldn't remember nothing. But the next day, I remember I woke up in a mental hospital. And then they tell me, bro, it's time for you to stay. And I had no idea why. But thank God, you know, I mean, it turned out I didn't hurt nobody, nothing, you know, I mean, bad happened or nothing like that. But it was really crazy. It was just, you know, I mean, 1 month trying to go through all of the emotions and shit. And then, like, you know, two or three years later after that, I found my own mother dead. You know what I mean? Right after that. So, like, a whole lot, you know, happened. But I'm not going to let this thing, you know what I mean, put me down, you know what I mean? Anyways, I got to Murder Master Music right now. And I'm chopping it up, you know what I mean, with the homies that have been fucking with me for a long time, bro. So I don't find a reason for me to leave this motherfucking earth just yet. I'm here to make a mark. I'm here to put everything down. And I'm here to connect, you know what I mean, with my boys out there.
100%. And I'll tell you what, brother, I lost my father in 2018. He was my best friend, my biggest supporter. You know, that shit is hard. But we keep going in the name of them, you know what I mean? Because they're always with
Definitely,
us regardless.
Bro.
They're going to be there until we see them again. So I'm glad you made it through all this and you're fighting every day. You keep going strong. And this record deal I know is going to be amazing. I look forward to this. You know, we got another song here we're going to go to, The Faculty. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have you break that down. Then I'm going to come up, chop it up with you for a little bit more. And then I want to give you the floor so you can give everybody your shout outs and tell everybody this and that, where they need to go, what they need to look for. But tell everybody
Definitely.
About this song, The Faculty.
All right, Faculty was my second or third song in the album. And shit, like, it was just a shout out, you know, I mean, to all of the homies, all of the real ones, you know, I mean, that stayed there for me. Because I knew, you know what I mean, like, you know, in my line, I couldn't be out there fucking around like them, you know what I mean, or get myself, you know what I mean, locked up or any this kind of bullshit. So I wanted to, like, you know, give a song, you know what I mean, that would, like, help them, you know, go through the struggle and, like, go through the pain and, like, go through the emotions. Like, and what the hell? And it's also a celebration of myself, you know, just seeing, like, where I started and where I ended up in such a short period of time. Like, when I say started out a young fool with no name, man got me shot in the back, steady true to the game, because tables turn, but the real estate the same. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? I had to put it down for the homies, man, because with a lot of these cats, you know what I mean, what the fuck? They just about that money, and what the hell, feed my ass with it and all this kind of fucking bullshit, and what the hell, you ain't shit without your homeboys, like Tupac Shakur said.
Yeah, back right here on the Murder Master Music Show with Dagger D. Don't go nowhere, man. UGS for life.
Shots that sit back, steady, true to the game, cause they both turn. For the real estate, the same. Minimum got me shots that sit back, steady. brothers in the back standing true to the game. Can you see it in my eye? It's gorilla. Mama's little killer. Little baby, yeah, for the thriller. In the way, let it make the body shake. In the gold for the red. Hello, I'm a hole that got me fucking sick. Try to get me for my shit. Knife in the side of the head for the bull that got his hands split. Trying to run away, trying to take off grid. Play your haters, they always wanna be dead. And this, I forward the bold into their memory as they rest and shit. In my street family, never been given a fuck. Cause graveyards, they fill my past like a drag up in the club. And I wish it could be different, but I take that spread like cancer. And now I'm in the game, wrecking, having fun and answers. Send out dedicated to the soldiers that ain't here. Now I got my name up in the scene to make it fucking clear. Cause I see my enemies burn up like a song. I'm stripping the bitches out of the business, so announce the joke. Started out a young fool with no name. Anime got me trapped in the back, standing true to the gang. Cause they won't turn, all the real estate the same. Anime got me trapped in the back, standing true to the gang. Started out a young fool with no name. Anime got me trapped in the back, standing true to the gang. Cause they won't turn, all the real estate the same. Anime got me trapped in the back, standing true to the gang. Friday night. From the shop and I'm back with a bad bass, my wolf 20 up in my block. Eyes bloodshot red, lifting off that purple skull. Fippin' up off of your ass, been straight from the homie's bunk. From the 350 block, was her word bound. It's about to go down like a volcano smoke. Living a bitch's halo toe, sucker. Ain't new to the game and I'm be a fast burner. Fast and torches like an Olympic winner. Had that ass burned up. Or woke up and overlook at your punk ass, just get turned up. Get you down like a Hooter waitress, that's finna get served up. Just swallow the whistle, but then watch your punk ass get you up. Your country's up a cup, but a cup of the fuck up that never blew up. Bird is born out of the game like it's been up on the spinning wheel. Got you in a coma, put it up on you like a hit for the A1 Yola. Crazy motherfuckers from the other side of the block for the bojo. Dumping them up with the flint, that's been a split second from the holster. Started out a young fool with no name. Anime got me shot, that's in the back standing true to the gang. Cause they will turn, all the real estate the same. Anime got me shot, that's in the back standing true to the gang. Started out a young fool with no name. Anime got me shot, that's in the back standing true to the gang. Cause they will turn, all the real estate the same. Anime got me shot, that's in the back standing true to the gang.
How can you help but to not feel that shit right there, man? That's our guest tonight, episode 970, 30 episodes away from 1,000. We got the homie from Finland by way of Palestine, the one and only Dagger D. Got the brother, DJ Lord Sinister in the house. It's been a real
shout
honor
out.
Chopping it up with you, Dagger, because...
honor is all mine. Honor is all mine, brother.
Like I said, you definitely, you embody what hip-hop is all about, man, and... You're damn good at it, too. We look forward to this new project coming out, you know what I'm saying, with your deal and everything. When can we expect it?
Oh, well, first I'm going to lock the deal down. And as soon as that shit is locked up, what the hell, it's ready to get to work, man. What the hell, I'm just looking forward to it and everything, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah, I feel you on that, man. You know, it being in Finland, you know, are you going to be able to do, like, shows in different parts of Europe? Because I know Finn is always at events and doing things in France. You know, would you ever consider a tour doing that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always knew that when I took the road of rapping in English at the age of 12, when I decided to do this thing, I knew that I'm not going to be only performing down in here in Finland, man. I knew that with the worldwide languages in use, I want to hit every part of Europe, everywhere where I can perform and show this fucking dope-ass music to people. Like, I'm going to be doing it, man. Definitely.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hopefully we can get you out to the States, too, sometime. That would be dope to see over here. And plus you have
it'll be a dream come true.
Artists that you grew up listening to, you know, because I guarantee you can hold your own on the mic with any of them, man. You're that good. And I look forward to what you drop in the future.
It's been real chopping it up with you. We're going to leave here. We're going to play Yaman once again, man, because we can play any one of those tracks you sent me. But we're going to go with that one featuring South Central Cartel to close out the show. But before we do, I want to give you the floor, you know what I'm saying, so you can tell everybody what you need to tell them, give out some shout-outs, whatever you want, man. Dagger D, it's all yours, brother.
I want to shout out my doubler, High Priest, down in Barca. Like to shout out my cousin, Eli. Like to shout out my family. And I like to shout out the homie MC Heist, Brother Lynch Hung, Spice One, Monster Loco down in Canada, Lil Six, who also like happened to have a song with also on the Killer Hole compilation. Y'all are much appreciated, man. I like to shout out you, Scott. I like to shout out our DJ. And I like to shout out everybody, you know me, that is involved in this project, man. Y'all have been so fucking blissful and great, man. It's been an honor being here.
Man, the honor is ours, brother. And, you know what I'm saying, we'll do this again in the future, man. When you lock down that deal and you drop that project, man, bring it back here. Let's debut some of them tracks, man.
Hell yeah. I appreciate the support, bro.
Definitely, definitely. And if you guys want to hear some more, man, go listen to the UGS Cypher we did, the Hail Mary remake, you know what I'm saying, D-Tag produced. Dagger D's on there. He killed his part for sure. You know what I'm saying? It's always UGS for life, man. Worldwide, we're global, and that's the way it should be. There are no fucking boundaries, no imaginary lines in the sand. We're all one people. You know what I'm saying? And for those that don't get that, you're fucked up in the head. You know, we're out of here. This is the Murder Master.
Damn right. My G. Thank you so much.
What up, Dagger D? This is South Central Cartel Partners. Keeping it hood good. This real shit is so misunderstood. I'm from that East South Central. Ride, nigga, what you wanna do with it? Mr. AC still stand true with it. Get it? And I think you better get a ride. Triple OG still got an appetite. On a haters showing disrespect. Leave a nigga with a broke neck. And a chin check. Nigga tryna talk that real killer shit when you know you ain't done shit. Nigga, from the gate I was OG. Spit back my mic, now you know me. Pride from the Cartel game. Blue Chuck still stomping when the Cartel bag is pumped. And I tell a chick what I wanna. If she a woman, then I let her suck loving on her. I wanna live lavish till I'm on the fucking on my tombstone. Get your
Experiences are what people love the most about travel. Viator is a website and app where you can book travel experiences like hiking Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania or enjoying the views while cruising on a catamaran in the Caribbean. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures. With over 300,000 bookable experiences in 190 countries, there's something for everyone. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. When you book a travel experience with Viator, there's always flexibility and support with free cancellation, payment options, and 24/7 service. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10. That's VIATOR10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. One app, over 300,000 travel experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.